you listen to that song, Never Could Have Made It Without You, Jesus. Mm-hmm. If it had not been for the Lord, where would we be today, man? Mm-hmm. I just give him honor, praise, and glory. Just thank him. And thank you all this evening for just joining us for another Thursday Bible study, amen. The Lord has a word to speak unto each and every one of us, a word to encourage and to lift up, a word to stir up our spirits, amen. And I'm going to ask if you would turn with me to Romans 8, 28 and 31, amen. And I just have a few scriptures to read to you on tonight, but the glory be to God, he has given us a word to share on this evening, amen. Romans 8, 28 through 31. And this is all for our good, saints, that Father God is speaking unto us this evening, amen. And it reads, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. With whom he justified, them he also glorified. 31 says, what shall we then say to this thing? If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. I want to say this, saints. The worst thing that happened to humanity is the greatest thing that happened for humanity. Father God allowed the worst thing to happen, but the greatest came out of it. And out of that was our salvation. And it's all because of Jesus. Amen. All because of Jesus. Paul began his Romans 8 with this simple declaration for the believer in Christ, for us, by saying in Romans 1, it says this, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. To those who walk in the Spirit, and he ends Romans 8 by this, Romans 8, 38 and 9, Romans 8, 38 and 39, he says this, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Saints, Father God has broken the power of sin. Amen. And Romans 8 tells us this. Father God has already set us free from the law of sin and death. Paul saying this, nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Amen. When you look at this and you read this, and I'm going to encourage everyone to read Romans 8 because it from 1 through 39 is an absolute blessing. But Romans 8 begins with no condemnation, and it ends with no separation. And when you read in between 1 and 39, it talks about no defeat. Amen? So in Romans 1 through Romans 39, no condemnation, no separation, and it's defeat in the middle. Amen? Paul tells us what to take from 8 as believers. Amen? Paul is telling us everything that we need to take from these scriptures. Amen? We are to focus beyond what we can see. Amen? Because many times we look at things and we see things as they are. Amen? So But we are to enjoy the moment that Father God has allowed us to live in. Amen. And accept every opportunity that we are given. Because many times we take things for granted. We have that time. Amen. But we are to walk in the spirit that our flesh does not overwhelm us. Amen. But in that, here's the part. Let us thrive in the face of suffering. Amen. When we're going through, we have to continue to thrive in it. Amen. Don't let our suffering, pain, or hurt bring us low to where the enemy can attack. Amen. Now, having believed the gospel, we are to now live in the spirit of God. Amen. In that verse 28, it says this, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Everything we go through in life is ultimately used for good. And many times we ask, what good can come out of bad? Amen. What good can come out of bad? Paul is saying this applies directly to those who love God and abide in his commandments. Amen. Father God works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Amen. Now, this verse 28 encourages us to look at life from a larger perspective. Amen. Because many times we look at our problem, but we don't look at our problem solver. Amen. But we are to look at it in a larger perspective and focus on the eternal rather than the temporary. Amen. Because many times our temporary focus has taken us away from our eternal blessing. Amen. When we speak all things work together for good, we as believers are referring to this portion of scripture. And saints, this is one of the most quoted scriptures in the New Testament. Romans 8:28. Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. When you read this, it says this, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that are called according to his purpose. Amen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Amen. Now, the phrase many are called, but few are chosen means that Father God has invited everyone to come to him through the gospel. But only those who accept and follow him are the chosen ones. Amen. Now, that word called in this verse, it translates here to mean to summon in the original Greek. It identifies someone whose involvement or presence has been officially requested, especially a summons in which refusal is not an option. When God calls you, it is not an option. Amen. The Bible speaks of believers calling. God is faithful who has called us, each of us, into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Paul explains something here in Timothy. Turn with me to Timothy 2, 2 Timothy 1 and 9. 2 Timothy 1 and 9, amen? Because Paul explains something to Timothy here. When he says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given in Christ Jesus before the world began. Amen. Father God works all things together for the good, both his good and our good. God is glorified, and we, his people, benefit from it. Amen. Paul encourages believers to hold on to hope and the promises of God in these times. Amen. Now, in the entire chapter of Romans, Paul speaks of a life lived in selfish pursuit, which means the flesh, and in a life according to a fleshly life, we pursue the wrong things, amen? But according to the Spirit, He inspires the believers that our sovereign God is all-knowing, all-wise, and all-powerful, amen? For those who love God can trust His goodness, His power, and His will to work out all things for our good when we follow Him, amen? Now, the promise that God works all things together for our good does not mean that we will enjoy everything, amen? It doesn't mean that everything that we go through is going to be enjoyable, amen? Because sometimes there are things that are going to be rough and painful, but God is able to work them together for the good, amen? He sees the big picture, and He has a plan and a purpose for our life, amen? He knows what He has for us, but it's for us to follow Him to see those things that He has in store for us, amen? Now, in Jeremiah 29:11, it says this. It says, "For I know the thoughts that I have towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Now, in the New Living Translation, it says this. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Now, neither does the promise that God works all things together for good mean we will acquire everything we want. Amen? And this is something I learned years ago from Sister Trudy. And I never understood this before. But we talked to her about financial stability. Amen? And she was talking about our needs and our wants. I never looked at it that way before, because everything I wanted, I wanted, but I didn't need it. But it came to where you have to know what your needs are, because sometimes we allow our wants to overtake our needs. But that was something that I learned from her, that my needs are more important than my wants, amen? Because my wants are going to get me in a situation that I can't get myself out of, and then I'm going to need some help, amen? Now, Father God's goodness for us works out as He sees fit, amen? Since His plan is always good, we have to take confidence that no matter our circumstances, God is able and will conclude things according to His good and wise design, amen? In Philippians 4:11, it says this. It says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therefore, to be content." That was another word that I never used, amen? Because I said, well, I wasn't content with everything that I had then, amen? But you learn over the years. The closer you get to Father God, the more you learn about the life that you live and how to live the life. Amen? Now, the fact that God works all things together for good means God's plan will not be opposed or prevented. Amen? God's plan for you will not be opposed or prevented. We are part of His plan and having been called according to, again, His purpose. Amen? Now, let me say this thing. I had a purpose, but my purpose was according to the flesh, about the things that I wanted, the things that I wanted to do, the things that I wanted for this flesh, to please this flesh. But we are always living in God's purpose, something we have to understand. No matter what you do, you are always living where God is affecting your life, amen? God is God, and He works all things, including our life, according to His purpose. Nothing can happen without God ordaining it. Amen? Nothing. When we trust God and His ways, we can be sure that He is actively in it on our behalf. Amen. God is not going to let us do something that He knows that's going to harm us. Amen. God is not man that's going to sit back and see His children do something and allow it to harm us. Amen. Because Ephesians 3:20, it tells us this. It says, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." That spirit that worketh in us is always going to tell us the right and righteous thing to do. Amen? This is why when Brother Michael was talking about the spirit, the soul, and the flesh of man, many times we're going to listen to the flesh and not the spirit. Amen? But God knows our future, and what He has for us will be accomplished. Amen? He knows, saints. And Isaiah 46:10, it tells us this. It says, "Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all My pleasure." Father God is saying what He's going to do, and no one can stop Him. And who can oppose Him, and who can prevent Him? No one. Amen? Even when things seem chaotic and out of control, Father God is still in control. Amen? Father God is still in charge of all things. We sometimes worry about what happens to us because we do not know what is best for us, but He does. Amen? He knows what's best for us. Amen? In Philippians 1:6-7, it says this. It says, "We are being confident of this very thing, that He which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ Jesus. Even as it is for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart in so much as both in my bond and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace." What that's saying here is talking about believers being partakers of God's heavenly grace. This verse can also be interpreted to mean that the believers are partakers of the same grace as Paul. Paul is writing this. We are in the same area of grace as Paul was, who suffered for Christ and the sake of His gospel. Amen. We all go through and have been through a lot, and we sometimes wonder, what good is coming out of this? Because many times we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And sometimes we wonder and we question and we doubt, Lord, am I going to get out of this? How am I going to get out of this? But you think about this. If God has brought you to it, He's going to take you through it, amen? He's going to see you through it. Now, in Genesis 37, And this is just a summary here. Genesis 37, many of us have read the story of Joseph and the things that he went through. Amen? If anyone was wondering about good things working together for the good, it was Joseph. Amen? Because when you're constantly going through something and you don't know how you're going to get out, but yet and still you don't lose your faith in God, and God always brings you out, amen? Joseph's life illustrated Romans 8:28. "And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." Joseph, his jealous brother sold him in slavery. Joseph rises to a position of responsibility. Then he is unjustly imprisoned and forgotten about by his friends. But God gifted him the ability to interpret dreams. And through the ability, Joseph is once again raised to the place of honor and power. And those same brothers that sold him into slavery had to come to Joseph Amen? And it says, when drought forced Joseph's brothers to seek food elsewhere, they traveled to Egypt and encountered Joseph. Joseph had no animosity towards them when he seen them. Amen? And when you read the story, eventually he saved them from starvation and granted them a livelihood in a new land. Amen? But in all Joseph went through in his life, the suffering, the pain, everything that he went through, he never stopped trusting God, no matter his good or bad situation. Joseph experienced plenty of bad things happening in his life, but he never questioned, why me? But in the end, God brought things to a wonderful conclusion in Joseph's life. Amen? Joseph went through a lot. And again, Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good. Amen? Through those painful circumstances, Joseph's faith never faltered. And in Romans 8:28, let's talk about somebody else who went through some stuff, but his faith never faltered. And that's Paul, the one that's writing this here, Romans 8:28. Paul was writing Romans out of experience. Father God worked all things together for good. Now, let me say this, saints. When you're going through something, the person you want to talk to help you through it, is someone that's been through it and came out of it. Uh-huh. You don't want to talk to someone that didn't have the experience and doesn't know the things that you're going through. But Paul here in 8:28 was writing out of experience. Amen? Just because it sounds good doesn't mean there wasn't any suffering and pain and struggle that Paul went through. Paul suffered shipwreck, beating, imprisonment, murder attempt, temporary blindness, all for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And through it all, God was steadfastly working to bring about good and glorifying results through Paul. Amen. Father God works all things together for our good. And many times when we go on through things, we may not see it, but we have to continue to trust. We have to continue to believe. Amen. We have to continue to have that confidence in God. If he's brought us to it, he's going to bring us through it. Amen? So we can't give up. Even in the things that we see on today, even those times we don't want to go through nothing, but in order to receive things, we have to go through some things. Amen? We are assured that nothing can separate us from God's love. And all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Amen? His love is everlasting and his wisdom is infinite. Father God will work all things together for the good of those who love him. But we got to stay faithful. We can't lose confidence. We can't doubt. We can't worry. Amen? When we align our will with his will and trust him, he shall reward us, saints. Father God is looking for a faithful people. Amen? A faithful people. Amen? God is going to bring us out, and he's going to bring us through. God is going to bless us in our circumstances and as we go through our circumstances. Amen? So, saints, continue to trust. Continue to believe. Continue to seek after Father God's word. And continue to praise him. Amen. With that being said,